Aloha! Hello! This is the training series, Choose a Life You Love, and I am Kari Vantine. I am your guide, ally, host, and co-journeyer on this path right now in life. And today, I'm excited to share one of the concepts that actually I find incredibly playful and curious and is really at core in a lot of my work. I'm responding in part to one of our incredible viewers who asked the question, how do we live wholly as a human? And how does this involve spirit? How do we live wholly as a human? How does this involve spirit? And when I read that question, I was like, oh, this is so interesting. We get to unpack from a couple different angles here. First of all, I believe we don't actually live wholly as a human, nor do we live wholly as a spirit. We have an incredible invitation right now on this planet to be emerging. And you may believe differently, and that's great. Let's play with our ideas however they come, right? We're all being guided with different pieces of information. Or you may remember my talking about the elephant, that this beautiful elephant, which is so much information, and we're all touching different parts of the elephant and getting different pieces of information. So I'd like to share today with the piece of information that comes through in my work, which is that we are here in this physical form to experience the incredible, amazing experience of our own physicality, of being here on this physical plane, as well as merging and experiencing the incredible expansion and aliveness and connection of our spirit selves, of the spiritual world, of the spiritual elements, of the greater consciousness, whatever words you might in your languaging make sense of the bigger aspects of what we're connected to. When I was probably in my 20s, I think that the started seeing the bumper stickers. Bumper stickers were a really, really big thing then. And there was a bumper sticker that many of you may remember that said something like, I am a spiritual being having a physical experience. And the first time I saw that bumper sticker, I just laughed out loud. And I still, you know, don't see it that often now, but it just delights me because there's such simplicity in those words, right? That we're a spiritual being having a physical experience. What happens for you when you try that on, whether or not you believe it fully or it lands fully? What happens when you recognize your experience as being energetic or spiritual, while the mission or the plan is that it's through this form that our spiritual energetic beings get to experience aliveness by being in this form? To me, that's delightful. There becomes a bridge then between this feeling of being a body, right? A body that goes through life with all the complexities and pains and suffering and joy and physical experiences of humanness. And then the invitation as well, that it be fully experienced through this pathway of being I want to say our spiritual selves, but I know that that means different things for different people. So if you could feel the vibration of what I'm speaking right now, which is this sense of our higher consciousness, our more aliveness, this sense of spirit that is in us getting to be here in this physical experience. Before talking, I was actually making myself a little salad and I pulled out of the fridge my salad dressing. So I make my own salad dressing. So this is vinegar on the bottom and the olive oil. And I'm always just amazed and delighted how, you know, no matter how much I mix these, maybe for a moment or two, they'll be bonded and then they find their way back into their separation. And I would say that most of us, many of us live our lives as though we're in separate parts, right? That we divide up, that the physical and the, you know, I'm playing with this here, that maybe we could just be with the separation here being that there's a spiritual and a physical. And when we live in that divided way, there's a way that the world shows up, right? When we live as though this physical body is really separate from the spiritual, there's an experience that happens, which is a separateness. And there's a very different experience that happens when we invite the parts together. And an even different experience we have when we invite with curiosity that this physical form is actually here to experience being spiritual, or the spiritual is actually here in this body to experience being physical. So I've laid a number of different pieces out on the table right now. And these may be things that you play with all the time, but my guess it's probably not. Probably we've come here raised by our society or our religious beliefs or our backgrounds or our enculturation in some way to believe that one of these statements is more true than the others, right? There's multiple ones here. My invitation to you is that you try them on, without worrying whether one is more true or another. Try it on, because this experience that we get to have right now gets expanded, gets to have more velocity, more variety, more force when we allow one of those others to actually give us more information. Sort of, I was in theater as a young person, and I really loved putting on the costume of a character and becoming that character, and then taking that costume off and allowing self to return to this form, and then taking on a different character and then returning to this form. And each time I did that, those other characters would inform this form. If you've been in theater, you'll know what I mean by this, right? It doesn't mean that I become, you know, some of the characters that I've played on stage. It doesn't mean that I become that, but it means that when I come back to this form, it becomes influenced by and has greater awareness of the world around it by having tried on something else. So my invitation to you is that no matter what your belief is, whether we're spiritual beings in the physical body, whether we're physical beings having a spiritual experience, whether we're just physical beings, or we're spiritual beings and this is a physical cage or a, something we got stuck in, right? Those are all realms that we play with here. I've seen many people who believe so strongly in one of those realms. My invitation today, you be fluid between those forms. See what lights you up, what actually gives you more life force. For myself to have this experience of being a merged physical form with spiritual being allows me this incredible vocabulary between the two essences. This is the playground that lights me up. Play with this. See what lights you up. This is your experience here on this physical plane. This gets to be your playground. How does this languaging land for you? And what does this form feel like when you allow it to have a spiritual experience? And what does this form feel like when you imagine it more fully just as physical, or when you imagine or allow it to be more spiritual? This is our playground today. My invitation, my play work for you is to be in this place where we get to experience spiritual, physical, right? This embodied forms and the merging of them. Thank you for playing with me today. My hope is that this languaging, these ideas actually expand places where you may feel stuck, give you a bit more languaging, and that you yourself start feeling what is true in the essence of the being that you are. With so much love and aloha, thank you for being with me today.